Hey, so I want to do a quick training on the ebb and flow of our gateways and how we'll have seasons and times where we just feel like the intuitive hits are rolling, and then there'll be other times where we feel the well has run dry. And by the way, I am recording this literally in the car with my husband on the way back from the gym. I really want to start doing more audio trainings with you guys to help you really get into the nuance of intuitive development. And the only way I'm going to be able to do that is if I have loud, messy recordings while I'm living my active, busy life. So please forgive me. I'm going to walk into the house in a minute. It's going to be the best time of the day. I'm going to get to make my coffee and we're going to sit and chat about this. So, so please forgive the audio quality on these moving forward, but they are truly spontaneous, impromptu, not overly produced, just me and my AirPods in trying to pour into you and give you the support you need to all the nuance. So let's talk about the well is run dry, the flow is flowing and the ebb is ebbing. And that's really the point of this audio is I want you to think about your life and how there's seasons in all of it. So we have archetypal seasons, don't we? When we study astrology, we learn that we have epochs of time over our life, 20-year periods, 30-year periods over our life where we're in a season, right? It's a flow season. It's flow for that season. And then when that season ends, it's ebb, right? There's nothing there. The kind of the well runs dry. Then we have, so we have the large sort of macro archetypal epoch seasons. And then we have shorter seasons of things. We'll have a 5-year season of something and it comes and goes, right? Our friendships ebb and flow. There's everything in our life has a cadence. Even nature has a cadence. It has winter and spring and summer and fall. It's never not ebbing and flowing. The ebb is ebbing and the flow is flowing. And so this is a truth that we see in all areas of our life. And it's the same exact thing with your felt sense of your intuitive connection. Okay. So you're going to have periods where you don't get hits, where it feels like you're not tapped in. But it's the same thing as having a winter, as nature having winter. It doesn't mean you're not connected. It doesn't mean that you're not tapped in. It doesn't mean that you're doing anything wrong. It doesn't mean that you're in alignment. What it means is that it can't be summer all the time. Okay? So what I don't want you to do is to go into this self-judgment, feeling like like you're doing something wrong, feeling like you're disconnected because you're not. It's just simply the way our energy system works. You are a child of nature, yes? Your body is a part of nature, yes? Okay, so all systems in your body have an ebb and flow, and it's the same with your intuitive ability. Now let's talk about what we're going to do during those ebbs, because when the flow is a flowing, we's being a happy. We happy when we're feeling that flow, but when it's ebbing, that's when we feel like, doggy poo poo. So let's talk about how to handle those ebbs. Well, the first thing we're going to do is we're not going to go into judgment about it. That's the first thing. Here's how I view intuitive ebbs, and they happen to me all the freaking time, dude. And just like you, I get beclempt about it. I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Our brains are trained to see a problem. We really are. We're human beings are problem-solving machines, and that's why we see problems everywhere, right? Because what does a coffee machine want? It wants to have coffee put into it so it can make coffee. Humans like problems. This is where trauma drama co or people that are constantly drama queens comes from. Like we like to solve problems and shit, we like it so much. If there ain't a problem, we'll make one to solve. Okay, so the good news, it's like the bad news is we're problem solving machines, and that means that we look for problems. So our brain is trained to see problems, to assess threat, right? That's kind of the bad news of it is like we're trained to see problems, but it's also the good news of it because you can solve any problem you see, right? The reason why you're noticing the problem is because you have the inner resources to solve it. Have you ever, by the way, side note, have you ever thought about problems that way, that the only reason you're able to notice it is because you have the innate ability to solve it? Interesting. That's when we start transforming problems into challenges, right? Because it's not really a problem, it's a challenge. But I digress, okay? I just got done lifting heavy. I got all kinds of energy. It's like, I don't even know what time it is. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning. Okay, so how are we going to handle the ebb? Well, the first thing is we're going to realize it's totally normal. We're not going to self-judge. And then we're going to train, you're going to train yourself to see it as your intuition, your energy system calling you into a higher calibrated state, energetic state. And I'm telling you, that is what it is when you're ebbing. Your body needs rest, and what your energy system is doing is it's recalibrating, it's refining, it's purifying, it's giving you rest time. So it's not that the well is run dry, it's that your system is resting. So imagine, you guys know I go to the gym a lot, right? So imagine if I never took a rest day. If I just expected my body to lift heavy every day and I never rested. And every time I took a day off from the gym, I was like, oh my God, it's awful. All my goals are gone. Everything I've worked for is over. Of course I wouldn't do that, right? Because it's ridiculous. We know the physical body needs rest, and it's the same with your intuitive system and your energetic body. So, like when you go to sleep at night to rest and repair your body for your unconscious, your subconscious, and your conscious mind to integrate. Fun fact, that's what dreams are. Dreams are your conscious, your unconscious, your subconscious, and your conscious mind trying to integrate the events of the day into the whole system of the psyche. That's what dreams are, right? It's integration, it's rest. That is what the ebb in your intuitive system is. And here's what I promise you. Just let yourself rest. And if you do, your intuitive abilities will fire back up and they will be even stronger, even better, even more refined, even more calibrated and suited for your next phase of what you're about to go tackle. Okay? So I hope that this helps. It's totally natural. Embrace the natural system. Allow it to be what it is. Trust the work that you've put into it. And also just trust that your body, your heart, your mind, your spirit, and your energy, it knows what to do. It knows what to do. Control your mind, right? Don't let your here's one of the most valuable pieces of information I can give you with respect to handling your thoughts. When your mental self starts to get out of control, and boy, is it easy for it to do that. Because again, why? It loves to find problems because that's what the mind is built to do. It's built to solve problems. So it loves to find them. Okay. Again, no shame in that. Nothing wrong with it. But you do need to learn how to not let it take over your life, right? You need to learn how to not let it grab the steering wheel and run you off the road. Okay. So what you're going to do is instead of listening to that voice, you're going to talk to it. Instead of listening to that voice, you're going to tell it. In other words, you're going to use self-directed language. Self-directed language. So when that voice steps up and says, oh no, what am I doing wrong? You're going to say, knock it off. You're not doing anything wrong. You're doing great. You're doing great. Now it's time for you to rest. We're resting. I'll let you know. I've got this. I'm in alignment with my higher self. This is just a rest period. We're just taking a break. I just need to chill. Okay? There's nothing wrong. You're going to talk to that part. Self-directed behavior. Don't listen to that voice. Talk to that voice. Self-direct. This is the number one quality, by the way, of high-performance athletes. They talk to themselves. Gosh, it's so cool when you watch them. I'll never forget listening to somebody like break down Cristiano Ronaldo. He's like the most famous soccer player in the world. Break down his performance, like when he's on the field. And it's crazy because you can watch this dude literally talking to himself. Oh my God, can't you relate to that? Like, girl, my husband will look at me and be like, what the hell is going on in your head? Like, it's a whole ass movie up here. Facial expressions, body language, me talking to myself, mumbling through the house. And I was doing this before menopause hit. So, you know, that it's the sign of a person who's directing themselves. Okay. So, if Cristiano Ronaldo can get out on a field and verbally out loud talk to himself, screaming, take the shot, make the shot. You've got this. It's normal for you to score. That's a big one he'll say to himself too. As he's about to take a big shot, he'll say, "It's normal for you to score." So he's telling himself, "You score all the time. It's normal for you to score." Right? So he's telling himself, "You're going to make this shot." He's not letting his fear of, "What if I don't make the shot? Oh my gosh, am I going to let the team down? Are we going to lose this game?" That's the mental self gone sideways. That's the shadow side of the mental self. The light side, the positive side of the mental self is self-directed language. Make the shot. It's normal for you to make the shot. It's normal for you to get an intuitive hit. It's normal for me to rest in my intuition. I'm right on track. I'm right where I'm supposed to be. Spirit feels distant right now because they know that I can handle this part of my life and I don't need the guidance. The well hasn't run dry. I'm in nature's flow. And a part of that flow, my beautiful intuitive, is learning to love the ebb. Okay. So you're right where you need to be. And get busy, get after it. You've got this. Feel confident today. Get out there and kick some ass. Together we rise.